Sissy popularity, the sissy wallflower. When my girls call me, it's not always to dress them up, to make them a proper sissy, or even to play with their little clitty cocks. Sometimes they call just because they want to talk. One of my femme callers rang me up the other day and started to tell me about a fetish party she'd gone to. She told me she didn't have a good time because she just stood over by the wall with a drink in her hand. She told me how there were other sissies there that were constantly being used by the mistresses and masters, and she wanted to be one of them. Well, for all you sissy wallflowers out there, let me give you some advice on how to be a popular sissy. Be like a girl. Yes, the popular sissies might be dressed sluttily in G-strings and half-cup bras, towering high heels and lacy garters, but I have been to some fetish parties where the most popular girls there are dressed in ball gowns. It's all about attitude and personality. Learn how to flirt like a girl and act confident in your femininity. Laugh at the corniest jokes. Ask your prospective dates about themselves and let them know you're truly interested in them, no matter where the night leads. It might just lead to the playroom, you know. Sexual popularity for the sissy. This is where the rubber truly meets the road. As a sissy, you can't be a cock tease. Well, not much of one anyway. Read my post over on Straight Guys Sucking Cock about how to be a popular cocksucker. Just remember, though, you are a sissy after all, so while some of your playmates may be willing to use your mouth and call it a night, while others may be gazing longingly at that boy pussy of yours. And you have to give the people what they want if you want to be popular now, don't you? This is Mistress Christine, and you can reach me at 800-601-6975 and check out my blog at mistressphonesexcalls.com.